True Friendships. I borrowed my friend John Huff from my childhood in Arizona and shipped him east to Greentown so I could say goodbye to him properly. Along the way, I sat me down to breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with the long dead and much loved. For I was a boy who did indeed love his parents and grandparents and his brother, even when that brother ditched him. Along the way, I found myself in the basement working the wine press for my father, or on the front porch Independence Night helping my Uncle Bion load and fire his homemade brass cannon. Thus I fell into surprise. No one told me to surprise myself, I might add. I came on the old and best ways of writing through ignorance and experiment, and was startled when truths leaped out of the bushes like quail before gunshot. I blundered into creativity as blindly as any child learning to walk and see. I learned to let my senses and my past tell me all that was somehow true. So, I turned myself into a boy running to bring a dipper of clear rainwater out of that barrel by the side of the house. And, of course, the more water you dip out, the more flows in. The flow has never ceased. Once I learned to keep going back and back again to those times,